From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. South African prosecutors say the timing of reinstatement of attempted murder charges against a policeman leading the murder investigation of Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius is very strange. But they say the situation can be handled. Balele Makewe is a spokeswoman for South Africa's national prosecution. She says the issue of an investigating officer's own credibility can easily be dealt with.
He can just be removed from the case. That's a decision that the police will have to take.
Pistorius is charged with premeditated murder in the shooting of his girlfriend on Valentine's Day. His defense team mounted a strong attack against the state's case in court yesterday. Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott has announced he supports expanding Medicaid under the Federal Affordable Care Act. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that for Scott, it's a reversal that already has conservatives calling him a flip-flopper.
Rick Scott got into politics by forming a group that fought President Obama's health care overhaul. As governor, Scott supported a lawsuit that challenged the constitutionality of the law before the Supreme Court. Governor Scott said he was concerned expanding Medicaid to ensure a million additional Floridians would be too expensive. But at a news conference in Tallahassee, he said he changed his mind.
While the federal government is committed to paying 100% of the cost, I cannot in good conscience deny Floridians that needed access to health care.
Scott says he's asked Florida's legislative leaders to support him in expanding Medicaid. The head of Florida's House said while he respects the governor's thoughts, he's skeptical it will improve health care and help the state's financial stability. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Obama administration officials are calling for a new strategy to counter what they call the rapidly growing theft of U.S. trade secrets by foreign governments. NPR's Tom Gelton says it's a case of the U.S. government coming to the aid of American industry.
At stake is whether companies are rewarded for their innovation and therefore whether they can prosper and compete. The administration is accusing foreign governments and companies of systematically stealing U.S. trade secrets and more aggressively than ever. A new White House report cites examples from China in particular, Undersecretary of State Robert Hormats.
With respect to China, protection of intellectual property and trade secrets remains a serious and highly troubling issue.
U.S. officials say they regularly raise the problem of cyber espionage and theft with Chinese officials, but the new action plan to counter the problem stops short of imposing new punishments on foreign governments or companies found to be stealing U.S. secrets. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
A big storm is battering the Plains states and moving slowly east. Colorado officials warn of possible road closures. Officials say the storm could turn out to be the worst in the Midwest since the 2011 Groundhog Day blizzard. This is NPR News. The Syrian rebellion appears to be hitting the capital. A car bomb exploded in central Damascus today near the ruling party's headquarters. TV footage shows several apparently lifeless bodies. The military continues a drumbeat against sequestration in the U.S., broad-based spending cuts mandated unless Congress acts by the end of this month. Pentagon spokesman George Little tells reporters aboard a U.S. military aircraft that spending cuts would affect NATO readiness as well as that of the U.S. alone.
U.S. lack of readiness equals NATO lack of readiness.
The latest strategy in the Republican-controlled House is to blame President Obama for the sequestration. The White House wants a short-term fix to give Congress time to consider longer-term budget issues. The New York Times Company says it is seeking buyers for the Boston Globe and other properties in New England. NPR's David Folkenflik reports the announcement reflects a strategy to focus on the Times itself.
The Times Company bought the Boston Globe for $1.1 billion 2 decades ago. But the promised journalistic and geographic synergies never materialized. The company would be lucky to get a tenth of that money now. The company's New England assets make a modest profit, and the Globe has done much admired reporting despite the deep cuts. But much of its advertising base has evaporated. New Times Company CEO Mark Thompson has promised a more global and a more digital future for the newspaper, though some efforts have proved tricky. The Times' Mandarin language site has been blocked in China by the authorities, and hopes for a Portuguese language site in Brazil have so far been snarled in red tape. Thompson promises more specifics in a few months. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News.